As an introduction to Kedushin, we inquire as to what exactly is the effect of generating Kedushin. Is Kedushin the equivalent of a Kenyan moment, in that just as one can acquire a Kenyan in the momentness of an entity, so too does one acquire a Kenyan with respect to the Ishus in a woman? Or is Ishus a new type of Chalois effect, which resides in the woman and renders her a prohibited entity? Is Kedushin Kenyan, or is Kedushin Isser? Kedushin is Kenyan, the Isser results from the Kenyan. But if Kedushin is Isser, that's all there is. She's a Mukadashis, she's an Isha Asura. And that renders her what we call married. The Rambam, in the very first halacha of Hilchos Ishus, states, Kedem Matan Torah. Prior to Matan Torah, there was no Erusin, there was no Kedushin, but rather, if a man and a woman were to consent to marriage, he would bring her to his home, and he would live with her as husband and wife. This change, and she would become his wife. This change in her status takes place without the need of any Adam. But with the advent, the Rambam continues, with the advent of the giving of the Torah, if one wishes to marry a woman, it is necessary to be kind to her first. Use the words kinyan. In the presence of witnesses, and by virtue of this kinyan alone, she becomes his wife. Of course, you need chuppah, there's another stage, but that alone is enough. In other words, Kedem Matan Torah was only common law. There was only a form of common law marriage, but after Matan Torah, for the Yidden who were Mekabel Matan Torah, there is no more common law. There is Kedushin, a formal process where she becomes your wife. It's from the Rambam's phraseology, the Rambam uses the word Kenyan for Kedushin. It would seem that his position is that the effect of Kedushin is Kenyan. But the Bnei Noach are still left with common law only. There is nothing else but common law. If they live together as man and wife, they're married. If they break up, if she walks away, he sends her away, they cease to be married. While they are living together, one ben noach, no other ben noach may live with her. It's considered one of the averis of arayas for ben noach. And the minute she leaves, it all falls apart. It doesn't have a formal chalois. There's no effect. It's ongoing. More to this later. We now refer to the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Tes Amud Aleph, which contrasts a shtar kedushin and a shtar mecher. The Gemara had just learned out shtar can make kedushin just like kesef. So the Gemara says that there's a difficulty that because we find that a shtar mecher, the seller is the maker of the shtar, and he writes in the shtar, hereby sell my land to you, sadai mechura lach, and the seller makes a shtar in front of Adam, and then gives it to the buyer. Whereas in the case of Kedushin, it is the acquirer, the kaina, that is the maker. Because he writes, Hariat Mekudeshesli, actually, the Gemara's cases where she was a Ketana, so the father writes, your daughter hereby shall become, the Mekadesh, the Baal writes, your daughter shall become mine as a wife. But in both cases, in both cases, whether it's there's a father and she's a katana, whether she's a gedolin, it's to her. He's the maker. He's the kain. He's the maker. The Rashba at that point fails to see any difficulty. So the Gemara has a difficulty. Why by mecher? So the Gemara learns at the end. The Gemara learns because we learn out from get, and by get, the Baal is the maker of the shtar gerish. And so in the same. Since we learn out from get, so therefore we learn out that the Baal will be the maker of the shtar kedushin. But the Rashba fails to see any difficulty. What does it matter that kedusha, that shtar kedusha is different than shtar mecher. Yeah, we derive. I mean, I'm sorry, that wasn't the Gemara's terence. That was what the Rajba said. We derive from shtar kedusha from get, and by get, the Baal makes the he's the maker of the shtar get, the shtar gerish. So then, that's the way it is. So it's not like mecher. Who cares, right? What does it more find difficult than the more than the Rashi answers? You know what the difficulty is, because kedushin is actually kinyan. So if it differs with mekach memkar, where in other words the maker of the shtar by mumen in sale in kinyan is the seller, right? So then, why is the shtar kedushin not she sells herself? So, in a sense, she gives herself away. So she should be the maker of the shtar kedushin. So we have the Rajba also saying that understanding that kedushin is kinyan. For more information, we turn to the matter of the requirement to gain. That to gain a woman's consent, do we need to gain the woman's consent in order for kedushin to take place? This is a Gemara in Daf Beis on the base. Gemara says midaita in shlemidaita loy. By her consent, there is kedushin. Against her will, without her consent, there is no kedushin. She says no is no. You can't force kedushin on and if she doesn't want. Where do we know this from? So there actually exists, the Gemara doesn't say where they know this from. There actually exists two positions on the matter, and they're both found in Rashi. And actually, Rashi in Kedushin is different than Rashi in Yevamos. And it remains a stira. Actually, on the side of that Gemara, Midaita Inchlin, Midaita Loi, actually, on the side of the Gemara in Kedushin, where Rashi says what he says in Kedushin, you have on the margin, you have a note that you should look in Yevamos. But here it goes. In Kedushin, we find that it's on Mem Dalet on the Aleph. Right? We find that Rashi says, how do you know that you need her consent, you need her das? Kedushin de Midaito, Kedushin only works by her consent. Sometimes it says because you need das matna. Now, so in other words, in a sale, in a gift, matana, the grantor is the matna has to consent, and can't do without the consent of the matna, because in a sale or a matana, because if there is no matna, So who's consenting? I mean, there's no makna. If the guy doesn't want, there's no makna. Right? If he's giving something away and he doesn't want to give it away, so who's giving anything away? Right? So, I mean, that's already axiomatic, that you don't need any svara for. So therefore, something by kinyan, by kedushin. Also, she's giving herself away. That's what the Rashi holds. There's a makna here, the isha is the makna, so therefore you need her consent. That's the kedushin, and kedushin daf mandalot of an aleph. It's divrei maskil kedushin de midaito. Rashi says beinam das makna. Rashi in Yevamos, daf yates on the beis, the divrei maskil kedushin de alma provides a pasuk. It says that it says v'yotze v'hoisa, she shall leave when he's megarsha v'hoisa, she shall become married to another person. It's mashma that it's done by her consent. It can't, Vahisa wouldn't, Vahisa is a non-transitive verb. It means, and she shall be. So now that she shall become, that's only becoming if she makes it become. These two disparate explanations in the source of the din of Midaita constitutes a difference as to the nature of the Chalois effect. I mean, this is definitely a steer in Rashi. One of the Rashis is a change of heart from the other Rashi. We'll see that Rashi holds its kenyan, and that's a change of heart from. So we can sum it up by asking the following: in the process of accomplishing the kedushin, does the isha play any active role? Now, is there an area process where she is a doer, an isha? Is there no aspect where she has actively does any making? We have a klal that the isha cannot make the kedushin. She can't say. She can't give the ring, she can't say you're Mekudesh to me. All that is learned out from a pasuk. But maybe there's an area prior to that making of the Kedushin that she does actually play an active role. Rashi and Kedushin holds there is such an area in the din of Kiyikach. The loki sikach, that's the drasha. It says kikach yeshisha, the man of a loki sikach, that there is no daf dalet on the base, there is no her making the kedushin he has to do the actual generation. So even though that pasuk disallows the women an active part in the actual generation of kedushin, but Rashi and Kedushin and Daf Mem Daled holds there's an area where she is the Aisa, and she does what she does is a granting of herself. A person can't just, Torah's telling you, the person can't just, do not deter. It's a Svara. Svara is that a person just can't plop, just can't say, it's not like a neder, a hektish. It's your property, and you can't, so therefore, you can make hektish. It first has to be your property. Same thing over here. At first, she has to first grant herself her rights to him, so that he has the ability to make the petition. And that for that, and that's a regular machna. So therefore, we need her consent. Because if she doesn't agree to this, then there's no machna, right? Okay. So then. Now, if she doesn't consent, there's no doing, there's no granting. If there's no Ratzin and Das, then there's no Makna. And then Rashi and Yevonos, who brings a Pasuk, holds that wouldn't be a problem. There is no Makna here. He holds that it wouldn't be for the fact that the Yotzma Ha'isot Smashma, you can't do this Malkorcha against her will. You would be able to do this against her will, because she doesn't play any part. You don't need her to do anything. It just takes place in her. And every man has the ability to make this chalois. And if it wouldn't be for the now, but the Torah does give her the ability to prevent it. It's not something that naturally she should have. It's not something that because we don't need any rights over her. She doesn't have to grant anything to the man. That's according to Rashi and Yevonos. So that the Torah have to learn from the Torah that she was given an ability to block his making of kedushin. The pasuk teaches us that the woman can always prevent kedushin and strike down the actions of the mekadesh by objecting. The pasuk gives her the ability to be ma'akev chalos. However, when she does give her consent, she has played no active role in the process. She hasn't been makna herself. All she does is withhold her potential block that she could have employed. This will illuminate Ron in Nidorim. Ron Nidorim is found in a discussion of the Sugya of Bar Pada. It's in Nidorim, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Without bringing up how it relates to our matter here, the Ron states that if there is a din of kikach v'loy kisikach, that she can't play an active role, then the Isha cannot be a tzad poil in the Kedushin. In condition making. Now, if she's totally passive, what role does her consent play? Since there is no need for any asiya on her part, in response, he says, by consenting to an offer of condition, he mevatelis daito. These are his words. He mevatelis daito umashve atzmo kedover shel hefker. She's mevatel her objection, and she makes herself into a piece of hefker. What does it all mean? What is kedover shel hefker? There's no makna, so what is there what it should be mavatal. Cancel itself, ignore itself. What does it all mean? And answer is, she is withholding her ability to prevent the kedushin. She's mavatalis daita, means she gives up her ability to prevent. She plays only a passive role, according to this Ron, not like the Rashi in kedushin. She only plays a passive role. So when she's mafka herself, she abandons her objections. She mevatalis daita. She subdues her objection and lets herself be miskadeshes. And she plays no part. She withholds any hindrance her dissenting opinion could have raised. This seems to be a machloikas of Shinim. We present the underlying contention that is the basis of this machlokas, whether by kedushin there isha is a machna or all she can do. And then if she doesn't agree, so then there's no machna, or all she can do is prevent and block the man's kedushin. If kedushin is the equivalent, here's the basis of it. If kedushin is the equivalent of a kinyan mammon, and that one acquires a kinyan with respect to the ishus in a woman, then it's necessary for her to do a granting. She has to grant herself to the Makadosh, just as any other Makna otherwise would have to the right ability to make just as any other Makna. I mean, the Makna has to grant the ability for the Kaina to the Kaina. Otherwise, one wouldn't have the right ability to make Kedushin. However, Kedushin is a new type of Kalois effect. It resides in the woman. It renders her a prohibited entity. But it's just a chalais iser. Then, when one creates a chalais hektish on an object, we would require a pasuk to say that you can't do it unless it's yours. Otherwise we wouldn't have been able to hold. That you can be makdish, something belongs to someone else. It's you learn that from a pasuk, Bava Kama Samach Aleph, Amud Beis, Ish Ki Yakdish as Beisai Kaddish, Ma Beisai Bershusai, Avkol Bershusai. The only thing that you can be makdish is Beisai. It's your possessions, right? So we have the machlokes whether you need a pasuk. And whether she has to be mocked herself before he can make kedushin, or whether all she can do is prevent and block the kedushin as a machlok, whether kedushin is kinyan or just chalaisis. We are now going to go further and talk about other aspects of the difference if whether kedushin is kinyan or chalaisis. Machlokas Rishonim exists in the matter of a katana who on her own accepted someone's offer of kedushin. It's a kedushin daf mem vav amud aleph. Katana sheniskadsha shaloi ladas avia. She did this without her father's knowledge. Her father could have said yes. Could have said. The Gemara says that the father can tell her, "Oh, go accept kedushin from someone." But if she did this without the knowledge of her father, then the halacha is we have to wait for him to give his opinion. The Gemara says if she goes off by herself and she doesn't have her father's authorization, no kedushin is going to take place at the time of her acceptance. But if later her father were to consent to the offer, it helps. Now, Rashi and the Rajma hold that from that point and on, the kedushin takes effect. When the father finds out about it, gives his opinion, says yes, that point and on, but previously not. The Ran and the Rush hold that once you have the father's permission, if he later agrees to her shidduch, it will take place retroactively. From the point at which she has accepted the Kesef Kedushin, Rashi is a little bit problematic. How Rashi actually says on Daf Medal and Omid Beis that the kedushin takes place from Afreya when he finds out. But the Reb Shimon points out that that can't be. Rashi holds it's not from Afreya, and the answer is that over there was talking about a case where they previously had made shiduchim with this man, and then her father, then she went on her own, and they made kedushin privately in front of Adam, but without the father's open consent. So there, even though she's a katana, she needs the father's consent. There, Rashi says it works retroactively because it was really his consent was there all the time. The problem is, but the Reb Shimon says that in Rashi's own shita is that it does not work when there is no shidduchim. She just goes off and finds someone that they had no previous contact with. Then it only works from the time of when the father consents, but not earlier. The reason why the Shimon says that you see from Rashi that it doesn't help retroactively is because daf mem vav amud aleph. Rashi says that before she could repudiate. Before the father finds out, she could repudiate her acceptance of this offer of kedushin. Once the father finds out and says yes, she cannot. The question is, if it works on Afreya, once the father finds out that and accepts and consents, then it took place retroactively, so that it happened before, and the chalois then retroactively take place before she decided to object. What does her objection mean? Anything? The answer is, Rashi must hold that actually it's going to take place from the point at which the father consents. So therefore, if she objected previous to the father, it's mavato, her making of the kedushin, her accepting the kedushin before the father consented. And the fact that Rashi previously had said that it helps the mafreya is only because there was shidduchim done beforehand. Now, the problem is, the Ran and the Rush say that it takes place in mafreya. Now, that's a problem because we hold Yesh lo midash lo yavish. We're saying that the kedushin takes place and takes effect, and the Ran and the Rush takes effect even before the father had any knowledge. This is tantamount to declaring that that the din is like Rava, that Yesh lo midash lo yavish. And we know that the din is like Abaya, not like Rava. In the opinion of Rava, a desire or an intention that a person would probably have if he had been in the know of the situation is as good in law as if were his actual will. This is a case by Aveda, an Aveda that has no simon. The guy loses it, doesn't know that he lost it yet, and the finder finds it before the owner realized that he had it lost, so therefore it's the owner was not actually miyayish, but it doesn't have a simon, so he's never going to be able to get it back. So the question is, had he known about it, he most probably would have been miyayish. So Rav says, this is potentially there is a yish, so that's good enough. Abaye says, no, potentially yish will not be considered a real yish. And what happens is that the finder found it then before the guy committed a real yish, and hence he's already chayv in chayv hashavah. So therefore, when the owner does realize that he lost it and it doesn't have a sin, and he actually is miyayish, it doesn't help, because if you found an aveda before yish, you're chayv in hashavah forever, and you can't keep it. So the question is, so we have here a machlokes whether potential consent, idea, a potential will is considered a person's will. A rabbi says it is, a bai says it's not. And the halacha is like a bai that it is not. So then what, how does it help to when the father finds out about the condition, then how does it help Mafreya retroactively? Because we would be then saying that it potentially, that was his will, and before he knew, and therefore the condition takes place from the time she made the condition Mafreya. That would be the view of Rabba, that's not the view of Rabbi, we paskin like a bai. The halacha is like a bai. That a potential will is not a will. The answer is that the Ran is really following his understanding of what the role of the making of Kedushin is, what Kedushin actually is. According to Ran's view, there is no makna in Kedushin. He makes the chalais effect of making Isser in her, prohibiting it to the whole world. And all the consent of the Isha or the father in the case of a katana is only that to block that condition. So then we can say that we don't need a true will. And even a bai is going to concur. When the father finds out and agrees to the offer according to the Ran, we're able to say that it was always his mind. If you need a person's will to generate something, so potentially a potential will is not going to generate anything according to a bai. But if you need his will because it's just a condition, otherwise it would block it. But it's not that he generates anything with his will. Then if it's a potential will, it was always his will. But it's just that it was always his mind. You see that from how it works out at the end. He agrees to the petition. Since it was always his mind, so we can say a potential will it constitutes a will, but not we're not saying that it generates anything. Even a bai is going to be money. However, according to Rashi, Rashi holds it's necessary for her to be makna, to do a granting of herself. And in case by katana the father does the granting. So then we would have to say, if in order for it to work retroactively, we would have to say a potential will generates the hakno at the point of when she accepted the petition, which according to a bai is not true. It can't generate, and we paskin then halachas like a bai. So therefore. Again, this is another instance where the chakira of whether kedushin is kinyan or is it just a chalais iser comes to fore and creates a difference in din. And perhaps everybody goes around and makes a piece of Torah. Rashi says, "Isha niknesh B'shloisha drachim," the first mission of Kedushin, Rashi points out, "Isha niknesh l'baila," to her husband, and who else? What's the point of Rashi's mentioning to her husband by these three methods? Could be that the idea that Rashi was attempting to convey is that kinyan here, "Isha niknesh," well, according to those shittas that hold that it's only chalis iser, niknesh is a metaphor. Right, and Rashi's trying to tell you it's not a metaphor. It's not a figure of speech. But rather, Kedushin results in true kinyan. And it's a kinyan of Ishus, it's not a kinyan of Mom. If Kedushin was just a chalais iser, calling it kinyan would just be a metaphor. It works in the same sense as a kinyan does. But then you can't say she's niknes lebaila. She's niknes. The chalais takes effect. But lebaila to the chalais has got nothing to do with a kinyan, so it's not to anything, to anybody. So therefore, she becomes usher and to the rest of the world. Rashi then, by adding lebaila, informs us that there's a true kinyan achieved. Therefore, she's acquired, in a sense, by her husband, lebaila. But But according to Rashi, since a potential will is not equivalent to an actual will, you cannot count the father's ultimate consent as being able to allow the kedushin to take place with Mafreya. That would be. There's more. There are difficulties with the idea that kedushin is kinyan. But this is beyond the scope of this little shir. Let me just point out a couple of difficulties. The first argument against the idea comes from kedushin daf beis on the beis. Because the Gemara says over there, the lashon kedushin is that he answers her to all the world as if she would be a piece of hektish. It would seem that it's chalai seser, not a chalai kenyan. Another problem would be the din of mekadesh chutz miplain. It's a difficulty to the those that hold the kedushin as kenyan. Mekadesh chutz miplain means one who would make a kedushin but wishes to exclude someone in particular from the kedushin. In the Gemara in Gittin Daf Pei Beis, we find that Reb Lezer holds that one can make a gerushin chutz miplain, and she's not megarashis in respect to that chutz guy. She's still an aishus ish in regard to her. And the Chum disagree, and then the Gemara says over there that the same machlokas will exist in kedushin. Because we have this hakish v'yotze v'hoiso. Now, how is it possible to generate a kedushin that excludes anyone? In other words, if you hold like Reb Lezer that it works, that means she's not mekudeshes in regard to that person who you excluded. If she's knuya, if it's a kinyan, it says she's knuya. So once she's knuya. How could she not be knuya? To everybody else, she's knuya because the result of the kinyan is the iser. So if she's knuya to the rest of the world, and they're also to her, so how can she not be knuya? How can you split up the union of knuya? All right? If she's his, and then respect to everyone, so everyone is also to her. And so how are we going to? But that's another shear. There might be other problems, but we just brought up a couple. But here we clearly see from Rashi and Kedushin, and from the Rashi's, the Rishonim's, Rashi and those Rishonim that agree with that when the father finds out about the Kedushin of the Ketana, she is not Mekudeshes retroactively. Why not? The answer is because there's an act of will necessary. The will has to actively generate kedushin. The will of the Isha side, which in the case of the father's will, has to generate a pula and we possibly like a baya that a potential will can't generate anything.